Together, we are Ash Friendly. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about food. Groceries are extremely expensive. They're awful. They'll never go down. They'll only go up because all the companies need to make money. But Ash Friendly has decided that we are going to find a way where everyone can get food. And when I mean everyone, I mean the rich, the poor, the middle class, the homeless, the disabled, everybody. Everyone needs to be fed. It's a way of life that's not a want, it's a need. And I'm not talking about food being like snacks, like corporation snacks and corporation this. That's snacks. That's not food. It's a type of food, but it's not nutritional food. I'm talking nutritional food. I'm talking what people need really to overcome a lot of the skin problems they have and overcoming a lot of the obesity we have in this country. It's offering food. Putting more money back into their pocket by doing the right thing. By making sure that everyone has food at their plate. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And we can do it. It's only been one done once in time in history, and that's when Jesus was around, and everyone had water, food, and shelter. And food, and it's going to be done again. But no one ever wants to tackle that problem because you have to overcome so much. And no one's ever seen the vision of how to get it done. Over time, I'm going to figure it out. I don't have the total impact of, I can't tell you, like, this is how we're going to do it. This is the process we're going to do it. This is the way it's going to be done. But I do know there's a part of Ash Friendly. We do not give you money to go buy whatever you want. And we will not give you money in any kind of form. You'll just get food. Food to your plate. Food at your home. Because you have a shelter now. And that food will be converted and you can bake and cook whatever you want. It's called, you gotta learn how to cook. You can learn how to cook in a community. You can learn how to cook online. You can learn how to cook anywhere. And if you don't have somewhere to cook, there's outside, there's public places. Or if you can't cook like that, then a lot of things that you'll do will be a lot of like just putting things together, but not actually cooking the food. It'll be pre-cooked and then you can put it together. And sharing that. And so when you share this food with us, and we're giving you food, we share ideas, we share thoughts, we share time, we share the part of the day. We slow things down so people can breathe and give thanks for the time they have on this wonderful planet. And they can give it back to each other. And they'll make sure that I'm not going to miss my dinner, my lunch, my breakfast with whoever I'm sharing it with. I make sure I don't miss my breakfast with my girlfriend, with my family. I can skip lunch every now and then, but I'm still going to have coffee or tea or a smoothie with them because it's important, making sure that I get the proper nutrition. When it comes to dinner, there'll be events and there'll be things spread out where people can get food. And it can be the right food. And they can feel comfortable and safe because they're in an environment and a community that appreciates them, that loves just them. Now, before you get all crazy, what are you going to do about going out to eat and fast food? That's a want. That's not a need. This is just for need purposes. You're still going to have your, you know, fancy dinners and your fancy franchise fast food. Don't worry. Wants, not needs. There's a big difference. Once we get everyone's needs met, then everything else can open up. So now they have food. One less thing they don't have to worry about spending their hard-earned money on and they can get the right nutrition that they need. Because a lot of people don't know what to eat it, how to cook it, what's good for them, what's bad for them. They really don't. And we're going to use our expertise through other people who are well known in being a nutritionist and cooks and dietary aides and all these people to help us through this. They're going to help us. We're going to get the people who are involved with logistics to figure out how do we get food from point A to point B, environmentally safe, getting in there, and then distribute it. It's a process. Probably going to start one town, one city, and go from there and watch it naturally grow. When people ask me, like, why are you doing this? Because this is the way it is. Because if you are feeding everybody and you're hydrating everybody and everyone has shelter, where's evil going to hit you? Where are you going to get this idea that I want to go do these things, these evil things to people or to animals or to the environment? You're not going to want to give up your community. You're not going to want to give up these food things. Even though you'll still get them, but you may be in jail when you get them, but you're still going to get fed. It's teaching people how to care for themselves and care for other people and finding ways to overcome the hatred and discrimination that they allow into their brain to say, I'm going to discriminate against that person today. I'm going to hate on that person today, and let them know that gets you nowhere. I am too healthy for that now. I am taking care of myself. I'm cooking with other people. I'm baking with other people. I'm finding ways to care for myself to not allow this evil to set in for just a couple moments of pure power. When the pure power is taking care of humanity, taking care of yourself, caring for others, that is the most powerful thing we have in this world. And no one likes to admit that or do it every day or do the right thing. You need to just take accountability for your actions. And water will help that. And water is the start of the answer to a lot of the problems we have. Because if you think about that. Think about how much money you spend on water a year. Or how much you have to crave it to want. You can't live without it. And now there's abundance of it somehow. There's abundance of it and I can get it delivered to my house. I can get it here. I can have it there. And it's free because I need it. And as I'm a human being who needs water, here you go. And you don't have to contribute to things. You don't have to belong. You have to belong to Ash Friendly. We have to know who you are. It's our only requirement. Because if we don't know who you are, we don't want to give you something, or we don't want to help you out, because other people aren't going to know who you are. Because everyone else around you wants to feel safe. And if you're the one unknown, that bothers people. They just want to know who you are, so they can understand you, be respectful to you, be loving to you. And that way you can accept their kindness and accept their love through our water. Well, folks, thank you very much for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. You can love the world, love yourself, love the people around you a little more every day. Then we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much for listening. And remember, together, we are Ash Friendly.